AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth opened today's news conference at the Pentagon by heralding the U.S.-Israeli campaign that took out top leaders in Iran, adding the Iran operation has a defined goal, unlike a past U.S. war.
To the media outlets and political left screaming endless wars, stop. This is not Iraq. This is not endless. I was there for both. Our generation knows better, and so does this president.
He defended the U.S.'s decision to strike Iran despite spending years blasting U.S. intervention in the Middle East. He said the Iranian people now have a chance to move forward.
Turns out the regime who chanted death to America and death to Israel was gifted death from America and death from Israel. This is not a so-called regime change war, but the regime sure did change. And the world is better off for it.
Air Force General Dan Kane, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters that the final decision by President Trump was made at 3:38 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, hours before the operation began. Meanwhile, speaking to reporters, Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Reza Najafi, criticized U.S. foreign policy.
Lies, deception, and misrepresentation has always been a fundamental tool of the U.S. foreign policy. This is what has been called as weapons of mass deception of the U.S. Historically, they used deception and disinformation to invade other countries.
European natural gas futures are spiking 42% in the wake of the shutdown of a major supplier of ship-borne gas due to the fighting in the Middle East. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Tyler Reddick became the first driver in NASCAR Cup Series history to win the first three races of the season with a victory at the Circuit of Americas for Michael Jordan-owned 2311 Racing.
That's pretty crazy. Just trying to soak it all in, honestly.
NBA, the Knicks snapped the Spurs' 11-game winning streak, 114-89. College basketball, women's number one UConn capped a perfect 31-0 regular season with an 85-49 win over St. John's. USC says second-leading scorer Chad Baker-Mazzara is no longer part of its men's hoops program while providing no explanation. In golf, Nico Echevarria won the Cognizant Classic after a final round 66 and a meltdown by Shane Lowry at PGA National. And NHL, the Los Angeles Kings fired coach Jim Hiller after losing five of their past six games.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.